Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Down with socialization. There, I've said it. Now, before you start sending me explosive emails and letter bombs, let me explain what I'm talking about here. I have no problem whatsoever with socializing dogs to humans. And in fact, if you look at the number of dog bites reported annually in this country, I think you'll agree with me that properly socializing dogs to humans is a critical concern. And it's because of that that I'm concerned about the other socialization that's been creeping insidiously into this process in the past 10 years or so. And this type of socialization is concerned with socializing dogs to other dogs. Not only does this reduce the amount of time that people spend socializing their dogs to people, but it also has been portrayed in some quarters as being the only form of socialization that matters, or even the only form of socialization that even exists. It's not uncommon for me to work with dogs who have problems, whose owners were determined to do everything right, and that doing everything right was portrayed to them as meaning getting that dog used to being around other dogs as soon as possible, including taking very young puppies to doggy daycare and dog parks and puppy classes with a lot of puppy playtime. Until someone with a strong background in domestic canine behavior, not training, proves to me otherwise, my feeling is we have spent thousands and thousands of years breeding dogs to prefer human companionship over that of members of their own species. Consequently, the idea that a dog should and needs to run with a pack of dogs every day or two or three times a week is difficult for me to grasp. Like anything else, I don't care if dogs do this, if they don't have any behavioral problems, and if they can handle it, and if they don't have any stress-related medical problems. But the fact that socialization has come to mean socializing to other dogs troubles me deeply. And it troubles me for other reasons beside the fact that it removes the emphasis from developing the kind of relationship between the owner and the dog that will relieve the maximum amount of stress on that animal. And it puts the emphasis on an activity that is based more on appeal to human emotions, including human guilt, than it is on any sound understanding of domestic canine behavior. Relative to theories of domestication, there are two primary ones. One is the wolf to domestic dog, a direct shot that posits primitive humans getting wolf pups and primitive human females nursing those pups and forming a bond with them, and then these animals becoming the foundation stock of domestic dogs, if you will. I have trouble with that. The idea of nursing a wolf with those razor-sharp puppy teeth doesn't strike me as something that would be particularly rewarding for these women, especially at a time when one would assume they had a lot of other things to do to ensure the survival of themselves and their children. Just looking at the way other species evolve, I prefer the theory that was put forth by the Coppingers, Ray and Lorna Coppinger, that maintains that the transition from wolf to domestic dog went through an intermediate period, which they refer to as the village dog. So, for example, normally in wild dog packs and wolf packs, the young, usually the males, disperse as they mature. Let's suppose, you know, there's some young male wolves out there coexisting in an environment with primates and discover that these primates are slobs. You know, they throw away garbage, they throw away bones, they eliminate. Maybe they're not as sanitary as some other animals. So these wolves start to follow them. They become camp followers, and they eat their garbage, and they eat their waste. Over a period of time, a special bond forms with these animals. Now, the important thing about this is that at the same time, these animals are becoming more tolerant of humans. They are not social toward each other in the way that wolves and wild dogs are. Wolves and wild dogs have a social cohesion based on the fact that they hunt together. They're communal hunters. And if they go after large prey, they need to work in a coordinated way to catch that prey, or they're all going to starve. Dogs who scavenge do not need to form a pack to bring down a pile of garbage. What they need a pack for is for protection from some outside enemy, or in cold weather, for warmth. So they're coming from a different place, which is why there is absolutely nothing wrong with a domestic dog who is semi-solitary, who can take other dogs or leave them, or maybe has one or two dog friends and just doesn't care about other dogs. That's fine. They make wonderful pets. Don't feel guilty about it. All we need from our dogs relative to other dogs is that when they're unsure of themselves, when they're unsure of that other dog, they orient to us first, and they take their cues from us. If we're calm, they stay calm. And the only way we're going to stay calm is if we're reliably socialized with that dog from the beginning. Which brings me back to my original point. We're spending all of this time trying to get dogs to like each other, to fulfill perhaps our fantasies about dogs liking all other dogs. And we're forgetting the fact that what is really, really crucial and what's really going to determine whether that dog attacks another dog or whether that other person's dog attacks our dog is that animal's relationship with the owner. Until we nail that down, all this other stuff doesn't matter. And if that type of relationship isn't there, and we send our dogs off to run with a dog pack, we need to do this with the realization that it's much easier for a dog to learn from another dog than to learn from a human. And unless we can guarantee that every dog in that dog pack has something to teach our dogs that we want our dogs to learn, then this idea of socializing dogs to other dogs before we nail down that human-canine relationship is a gamble.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.